أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that how the people of Jahannam, the non-believers, how they will be deprived of seeing Allah Ta'ala. And this will be also a very great punishment. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi explains on this ayat that in this world, because of the material things of this world, ma'diyat, which overpowers a person and covers his heart, and especially the non-believers who are just overtaken by the material things, therefore they don't even have the desire to see Allah Ta'ala. But on the day of Qiyamah, the material things will not be there. And every heart, when Allah had presented on every soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum, and Allah presented Himself in front of every soul, and they saw the great beauty of Allah Ta'ala, so now that again that desire will come when this material, all the material things of this world won't be on their hearts, then they will also desire to see Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala will deprive them. One great punishment will be that they won't be able to see Allah Ta'ala. From there we also learn that as believers, that yearning should be in us, that we also want to be close to Allah. In fact, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Arini, O Allah, I want to see you. Show yourself to me. But in this world it's not possible. But the ma'rifat of Allah, recognition of Allah, to know Allah Ta'ala, that is essential for every believer. And that will be ka'annaka tarah. It is as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And then on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannat, Allah will remove the kaaf. And annaka tara, then you will see Allah Ta'ala, not like you are seeing Allah, but you will see Allah Ta'ala. So that is a great ni'mat for the righteous people, a great punishment for the non-believers who don't believe in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And further we read where these people will fall into Jahannam, and then it will be said to them, this is what you had denied. So further Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, never ever, hargiz nahi. That is, that these people are the non-believers and the believers. The people who will see Allah and those who won't be able to see Allah. Those who are going to Jannat and those who are going to Jahannam. The two can never ever be the same. Yeah, in this world we are living all together, but the two can never be the same. Even in this world, Allah Ta'ala's gaze of rahmat on the believers is so superior, and his gaze of anger and lanet and curses on the non-believers is so severe as well. So Allah says the two can never be the same. And also previously we had read that Allah Ta'ala said the record of deeds of the fujjar, of the wrongdoers, the disbelievers, it will be in Sijjin. It will be in those prisons which are right at the bottom of Jahannam, or prisons which are right at the bottom of the earth. A place which is very, very difficult to be in, very hard. That is where the record of deeds will be, their souls also will be there. On the other hand, إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ بِيشَكَ عَمَالْ نَامَا نَيْكُكَ عِلِّيِّينَ مِهِ. Undoubtedly, the record of deeds, the files of the righteous deeds of the pious people, the Abrar, that will be in Illiyin, where the Sijjin are below the seventh, right at the bottom of Jahannam, right at the bottom of the seventh earth. On the other hand, the Illiyin will be right above the seventh skies. And there, the record of deeds will also be there, the souls will also be there. Where the people of Jahannam, the non-believers, they will be in this very, very tight and narrow prisons. These people will be in great freedom. Their souls will be in that great freedom, and they will move around freely as they want to. So when we see the contrast, we can appreciate what the position of the Illiyin are and the righteous people. And this is, Allah has given us this time in this world to prepare for that. that we work on our iman. We don't just leave it like that, like a dormant thing, like a thing just lying by the side, and we deprive ourselves of the value of iman, but that we work on it. And may Allah make us amongst those who are the illiyin by His mercy and His kindness, and we get that great, great freedom there, that a person has got no worry, he can go where he wants to, he's got nothing to worry about tomorrow, about next year, nothing to worry about his health or about his family or anything, just enjoyment. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ اور تجھ کو کیا خبر ہے کیا ہے عِلِّيِّينَ. And what, how do, will you know? Can you understand? Do you ever know what is this illiyin? This illiyun, this high and honorable position of great, great freedom and great enjoyment. Kitabum marqum. Ek daftar hai, likha hua. It is a file that has been recorded. Everything is written in that file, and all the actions of man are on there, and it is a beautiful report that is presented. When a report is a very good report, the one who has prepared it also is so happy, I've prepared this good report. And you put in that report also so good things. So it is how we are going to make our report. We are at every moment as we are sitting here now, our record, we are preparing it. It is being prepared. So if we prepare a good record, it will be a great, great achievement for a person. It will be such, يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ اُسْكُو دیکھتے ہیں نَزْدِيكُ وَالَيْ يَعْنِي فَرِشْتَي. And it is being witnessed by those people who are close there by liyin, close to Allah at that very high place. And this malaika are witnessing it. And they also feel very happy looking at those records, those files. Like when something very well is presented, prepared and presented, and everyone wants to see it, and everyone looks at it with great relish and great enjoyment. Like that, these reports of these people are presented there. And besides the malaika, it is said even the very righteous and pious, the great, great people, they are also there, and they also see these reports of the people who have come so long after, and they have prepared their reports so well. They also feel extremely joyous and happy, and they look at that reports with great delight. And just like if a report is prepared about us, and it is presented, and we come to know the very, very senior people, how they appreciated it, how we become happy. Like that, these reports are presented, and the souls of this illiyin, the righteous people, the abrar, their souls also become more joyous and happy that this is being appreciated by these great, great people. So this is the life Allah has given us here to prepare for that. So that we can have that eternal, everlasting enjoyments. May Allah in His kindness give us the tawfiq to prepare also, and in His mercy and His kindness make us, all our family, the whole ummah amongst them.